at the University of Virginia. He has a new book called Why Teach? He shares his perspectives on students, parents, fellow professor institutions. He calls on professors to be uncool, to grade hard, and to challenge students, even though they may face fallout for it from today's atmosphere of grade inflation and being nice to the students. He encourages parents to allow children to experience the hard knocks of everyday life. He emphasizes the necessary role of failure. Dr. Anson says, real reading is a form of conscientiousness. He claims literature allows one to experience the joy of seeing the world through the eyes of people who are more sensitive, more opulent, more alive than they themselves are. He says the magic of words unleashes the power of imagination. That's what students taught by core standards will miss because they have substituted so many infantile texts instead of great literature. The author criticizes group projects and classes that rely on the exchange of ideas. Students don't require the information that produces a worthwhile conversation. He also urges editors to stop these readings, which are really deconstructing literary works from the perspective of gender, race, Marxism, Freudian, and other artificial constructs that venture from the author's intent and show no respect for the book on its own merit. The title of this, Why Teach? Defense of a Real Education, by Dr. Mark Edmondson.
Would you like a complete record of Barack Obama's hostility toward Christianity? Every insult to our Creator and an executive order that undermines religion is documented in the new book, No Higher Power, Obama's War on Religious Freedom, by Phyllis Schlafly and George Neumeyer. Get your copy of No Higher Power where quality books are sold, or visit eagleforum.org. Thanks for listening, and join us again for the Phyllis Schlafly Report.
Do you love America? Do you support the right to bear arms? Do you have an opinion on the current immigration issue? Do you believe in the dollar? You have a voice. You have an opinion. Let it be. Go to AmericaFreedomSurvey.com right now and make your voice count. Do you like your rights taken away for the so-called sake of public safety? Do you want to repeal Obamacare? Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today and fight back. All you have to do is fill out a short survey and you're done. Simple, easy, fast. For your time, you get entered to win free gold. That's right. Get gold and silver free by filling out this short survey that enters you to win. AmericanFreedomSurvey.com. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today. That's AmericanFreedomSurvey.com.
Earthquakes, hurricanes, nuclear accidents, terrorists, and all-out social apps. With the world today more full than ever, future has never looked more uncertain. Survivalist Magazine is the one resource you can't afford to be without. Claim your free trial subscription now at www.survivalist.com and your two ships immediately. Get all that and more at www.survivalist.com or order by call 1-866-436-5570. Your survival may depend on it.
This is Dr. Robert Rowan here to give you an important message regarding stem cell treatment. World-renowned physician, stem cell expert, and friend Dr. David Steinblatt has performed over 8,000 stem cell treatments since 2001. Bone marrow stem cells are completely legal to do here in the USA. The bone marrow stem cell treatment is not only fast, done in less than 2 to 3 hours, but is relatively pain-free and has little to no recovery time. Dr. David Steinblatt and his office are able to help and treat patients who suffer from cerebral palsy, traumatic brain injury, stroke, muscular degeneration, arthritis, Parkinson's disease, congestive heart failure, and more. Personally using their services me and seeing great improvement, Dr. David Steinblatt is highly recommended by me. Go to stemcellme.org or call 800-300-1063 to find out more. Again, stemcellme.org or call 800-300-1063 today to receive more information.
A suppressed medical breakthrough guarantees and total health power. Simple device. That sounds impossible, doesn't it? In fact, it sounds like snake oil. How is it that something so simple could make such a profound change and isn't headline-making news? What if I told you it was? What if I told you in March of 1991, the news was groundbreaking? You're like most people. You're wondering if this is true. We'll show you why your doctor hasn't told you about this. Go to drbeckprotocol.com or call 928-853-2821.
If activism. Welcome to the Bob Tuskin Radio Show with your host, Bob Tuskin.
Sure is our guest tonight on the Bob Tuskin Show. He's the author of As King, A Simple Guide to Autonomous Living. We'll talk about how to operate within the system of law and what tactics to use in court. Then is the host of the radio program Live Free FM, where the topics of discussion include the legal system, how to fight back in court, and how to achieve true autonomy with one goal in mind, the goal of a free and voluntary society. We'll also talk about solutions. Well, some of the aforementioned topics are solution-oriented, of course, but we'll dabble in sovereign living and what that means, and so much more. We'll jump right into it. Without further ado, let's bring on Nathan Fraser. Hey, Nathan, how you doing tonight, man?
Hey, Bob, doing pretty good. Thanks for having me on.
Glad to have you. Let's jump into a quick overview of your book, As King, A Simple Guide to Autonomous Living. What is, I guess we should define some of these terms here. What is autonomous living?
Well, I guess for a recap for the listeners, I wrote a book about some of my experiences in court. I myself am a very freedom-oriented individual, and I try to explore all, I guess, venues or mechanisms of bondage people use to control others, and I explore those ideas and those concepts as ways to hopefully make myself more free, so that I don't fall victim to a lot of the ways that people manipulate and control each other. And so I study a lot of things. I study media, I study money, I study the law, I study anything that pertains to living a more free life. I try to study, understand, and share my understanding of things that the listening audience or the reading audience maybe achieve some autonomy of their own. And autonomy just basically means to be in control of yourself, to not have some sort of outward force control you. And that's the book itself is directed mainly towards the legal system and how the legal system affects the individual's autonomy. But the radio show, Live Free FM, has to deal with pretty much every single avenue or aspect people try to exercise control over each other and how to live free from those.
How does autonomy vary from anarchy? From what I understand, the definition of anarchy is simply without a ruler.
Yeah, absolutely. The breakdown of the word anarchy just means exactly that. No archos, or the antithesis of archos, which just basically means no rulers. It doesn't mean specifically no rules. But the concept of autonomy and the concept of anarchy kind of go hand in hand. Autonomous beings that live in a society with other autonomous beings, that would be a society of anarchy. As soon as beings start trying to exercise undue authority over each other, then the autonomy is gone and the anarchy is gone at that moment as well. So, basically, a society made up of autonomous beings would be a stateless society. As the state is introduced, then you would lose your autonomy.
And how does that differ from voluntarism?
It's potato. Anarchy, there's different flavors of anarchist theory, but the basis, the crux of all anarchism is that human beings and their interactions should be based on a voluntary situation, and that the human beings should respect the autonomy of each other. And so volunteerism is one version of anarchy, and it really holds truest to the actual core of what it means to have a society without rulers.
Gotcha. So let me wrap my head around this, and I want you to walk me through this, all right, Nathan?
Okay.
So we can live in a society without rulers and still have some rules.
Yes.
What are those rules, I guess, is the question one might ask. And to me, in my mind and from my studies, that takes me to natural law. You tell me where you go with that.
I would say the basic understanding that most people have of natural law would be absolutely correct. Basically, the concept is that society should have rules, and those rules should respect the rights of the individuals. And we only take it one step further in saying that the people that we choose to enforce those rules should also be by those rules. So if the rule says do not steal, respect others' property, that means the people that we choose to enforce the rule also have to respect it, which means they have to voluntarily get your money. They can't force you to pay for them the way that we do now. If the rule says do not violently aggress against people, which is a very commonsensical rule, that means that the people chosen to uphold those rules are not allowed to aggress against people either. So it's basically the rules that we're all taught as children, but also instead of just applying to us, the majority, you know, the masses, those same rules also apply to the people that we choose to run things. And so basically it's the concept that we all learn children applied to everybody, including people that lead. And so it really just means that there's no exemptions to the rules. The rules still exist, but nobody's exempt, as in, or as not in our current society, where thou shalt not kill, but thou shalt go to war. Thou shalt not steal, but thou shalt tax. So basically saying these rules apply to everybody. Just because you call yourself government, or just because we choose to allow you to take on certain responsibilities in society, that does not mean that you're granted an exemption from the right. Basic natural law.
That reminds me of George Orwell's 1984. It might not be 1984, but it's definitely the world we're living in. War is peace, you know?
Yeah. Well, and that's the things that they do to get away with a lot of this stuff. And that are the things that I try to not do, which is, I try not to use their words. Words are very powerful, and giving two actions, or giving one action two different words to describe it, and saying when one person does it, it's word A, and another person did it, it's word B, and it's only bad it's word A, that means that anybody who's going to be doing it as word B can do the exact same action, but they got the speak going on, so they get away with it, whereas it's seen as blatantly criminal when we do it to each other.
What hypocrites. And that's what the legal system is filled with, isn't it?
Yeah. It's not just the legal system, though. Sure. I mean, any system that's built to control people, built to manipulate people, whether it's directly coercive or not, sometimes it's done coercively, sometimes it's done manipulatively and deceptively. Either way, though, once you create a system where people can control each other, unless everybody's bound by the same rules, that system is going to attract the most hypocritical type of people to it.
Sure. Well, Nathan, we're about to take a break in a little bit, but when we get back, I want you to walk us through some of your adventures in legal land, to use a title from one of our colleagues and somebody you want from, if I understand. And we'll do so, and I want to hear some of your experiences. Folks, Nathan Frazier has been in the belly of the beast, so to speak, and has flaunted his knowledge in a way that I think we all can learn from. Always fruitful, but I think at the end of the day, if I can enunciate my words here, it's definitely something to pay attention to and to learn from. And we will tackle that when we're back in just a moment with our special guest tonight, Nathan Frazier, the author of As King, A Simple Guide to Autonomous Living.
The IRS is a private corporation, not a government agency. Income tax is collected by voluntary compliance. To learn to unvolunteer or discontinue volunteering into the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com and immediately implement Strategy 1. The process must be repeated each and every time. Paper, letter, envelope, presentment, etc. Always and forever. Failure equates to acceptance, subsequent resultant contract, and you pay or go to jail by your own consent and agreement contract. Avoid recontracting. Visit escapeharassment.com and implement Strategy 1 immediately. Bar lawyers and accountants won't help you. Why wait? Get Strategy 1 and immediately implement to divorce the IRS today and forever. That's escapeharassment.com, strategy one, to be free from the IRS. Escapeharassment.com.
Whew, nice shooting. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yep, got it from strikehardgear.com.
Strike what?
Strikehardgear.com.
Set your sights on strikehardgear.com. Tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. Strikehardgear.com. Go ahead. Pull trigger.
World-renowned physician and stem cell expert Dr. David Steenblok, D.O., his research staff have spent years developing all-natural formulations that support the body's own stem cell production and mobilization system. An everyday stem cell supplement, creating the birth of Stemgevity. Stemgevity stem cell mobilization formula is for use by men, women, and children of all ages to support your body's stem cell system naturally, quickly, and safely. Stemgevity helps support your heart and circulatory system, bones and joints, liver, skin, brain, and much more. Order your bottle now at Stemgevity.com today. That's Stemgevity. Stemgevity.com. Or call now toll-free, 800-300-1063. Buy two bottles and receive a third bottle free by mentioning RBN. Anyone who wants to get healthy needs Stemgevity. Call 800-300-1063 today.
A suppressed medical breakthrough guarantees anyone total health power with a simple device. That sounds possible, doesn't it? In fact, it sounds like snake oil. How is it that something so simple could make such a profound change and isn't headline-making news? What if I told you it was? What if I told you in March of 1991 the news was groundbreaking? If you're like most people, you're wondering if this is true. We'll show you why your doctor hasn't told you about this. Go to drbeckprotocol.com or call 928-852821.
Lucifer, son of the morning, I'm gonna chase you out of earth. I'm gonna put on an iron shirt and chase Satan out of earth. I'm gonna put on an iron shirt and chase the devil out of earth. Send him to outer space to find another race. I'm gonna send him to outer space to find another race.
All right, so Nathan, walk me through some of your adventures in Legal Land, man.
So, like you mentioned, and like you just referenced to with that name, there's a cat named Mark Stevens, and I was studying law, studying these different theories of law a long time before I met him, and I probably went down every single rabbit hole or legal theory that was out at the time up until when I met him. And I was one of those guys that I would get tickets, I would try and fight them in court, and I would see what would work and what wouldn't work. And consistently, I pretty much went to brick wall after brick wall. And then he wrote a book, Adventures in Legal Land, and I was actually fortunate enough to meet him in person at we both got invited to speak at a Axiom conference, and I was able to meet him, and he was kind of going down the same path that I was, but a different trail, I guess. And he taught me what had been working for him, and I started implementing that into what I was trying to do. And the stuff that he teaches is logical. It makes perfect sense. It's directly out of their own rules of procedure and rules of evidence. So nothing is like this stuff that you have to take on faith, or that you have to take people's vague translations of interpretations of things that were written down by Mac robes. It's all just very simple. Here's how the rules work. This is where it says so right there in the rule. This is what they're supposed to do. If they're not able to do it, this is how you're supposed to get them to get your case dismissed, or to get the witness impeached, or to get the evidence impeached. And he teaches something that's very it's very black and white right there in the rules, and it was very easy for me to understand. And when I started implementing it and started helping people in my surrounding area that wanted to fight back against their whatever situation, we've used the stuff he taught me successfully in drug dis. We've used it in almost all manner of traffic cases. Nothing where there's an actual victim. The stuff that he teaches doesn't really mesh with a crime where there's an actual victim. But
because after all, that's what the justice system should place to deal with victim-based crimes.
It should, but the problem is the judicial system actually makes more victims than it helps.
I could see that. Yeah,
and that's kind of going back to what we were talking about at the very beginning. If a system is going to protect your rights, it needs to also respect your rights. So any system that you want to have that will protect you from theft, that system needs to be paid voluntarily. Any system that you want to protect you from bullies, that system cannot be ran by a bunch of bullies. So the legal system as we know it uses the power of guns and the power of magic words on paper to prevent anybody from competing with them. And they use the magical words and the power of guns to force people to hand over money to them as well. So the system itself is a violation of rights. And when you create a seat of power and say, hey, if you put on this black robe, you're allowed to do all the things that nobody's allowed to do. And you can violently stop people from competing with you. You can violently force your customers, quote unquote, to pay for your service, whether they're disgusted with your service or not. And in a lot of cases, it's almost impossible to get fired. You're going to attract the worst type of people. So the system that we expect to protect us and to protect our rights is filled with people who are seeking a job where they won't have to protect people's rights. And it's kind of like where, as a society, we keep saying we want to head to the east, but every step that we take in building our legal system is a step to the west. And so we're saying we want to go east, but we keep going west and we can't figure out why. It just keeps getting worse and worse, and there's less and less justice, and we can't figure out why we're getting further and further away from a stated goal. But it's because we say we want a system to protect us, and in order to have that system, we believe that it needs to be ran by people who don't have to respect the rights that they're supposed to be protecting.
So what exactly did Mark what is the system? What does it consist of?
It's very simple. In any kind of legal proceeding, the accuser has the burden of proof. The accuser is supposed to prove his case or her case with facts and evidence and witnesses with firsthand knowledge of the facts and whatever happened. And each crime is made up of multiple elements, and their responsibility as a prosecutor is to prove every single element. Well, certain elements just cannot be proven because certain elements are just strictly and realistically speaking, they're imagining. They have to prove that they have jurisdiction over you. Well, no human being can take jurisdiction over another human being just because they wrote it down on a piece of paper that it was so. They have to prove your presence within a state, and the state is a imaginary entity, just like Walmart is an imaginary entity, just like anything. These things are fictions. They're legal fictions, and they have to prove that you're inside of a legal fiction, but you're a physical being, and there's no way to prove a physical entity was inside of a fictional entity. So it's these little things that they're supposed to prove every element of the crime, but some of their elements are just preposterous, and they're based off of these fairy tales that we've all been taught to believe in, like states and sins and nations. These things are just figments of our imagination. And so it comes down to, who do you rely on to prove these fairy tales? And there is obviously no way, and that's their obligation to prove those things. So that's what his approach and what I've implemented into my approach is attack the things that they just possibly can prove, but they're by law supposed to prove. And majority of the time, the judge, instead of allowing the charade or the farce to be laid out for everyone to see, a majority of the time, the judge or magistrate will just throw the case out because it's just a little bad for continue prosecuting. Not every time. Sometimes judges just don't care and they'll continue no matter how bad it looks. But it's been about my experience that about 70% of the time they'll throw cases out.
Oh, that's incredible.
Yeah. And
go ahead.
I was going to say, if anybody's interested into the more detailed explanation of this, I do offer my book on the website livefreefm.com. Just go there and hit As King, A Simple Guide to Autonomous Living, or the As King free ebook. And it explains it into more detail as to why states are fictional. There's no reality to them. There's no legality to them. And how we've been able to use those facts to make it almost impossible for the prosecutor to do his job.
Okay, let's pick it right back up in a second with our guest, Nathan Frazier. Why am I so early? It's this time change. I'm about 15 seconds early from the break, Nathan. You like that?
Stupid time change.
It's throwing me out of whack. Okay, let's try that again. We'll be right back in just a second with Nathan Frazier. Nathan Frazier. We'll be back. There we go. Don't go anywhere.
Important is the air you breathe. Our air purifiers produce activated oxygen called Aerin. Activated oxygen is the natural enemy of odors, pollutants, and other harmful substances, yet it's completely safe. Our powerful aerifiers unleash the power of a thunderstorm, destroying pollutants in the air we breathe. It destroys many viruses, bacteria, and fungi, kills mold, and oxidizes chemical fumes and toxic gases, removes smoke, pollen, and pet odors. Made with quality stainless steel, our portable air purifiers come with a manufacturer's 4-year warranty. If you haven't experienced Aerin Pro's fresh, clean air, then call us today and receive 10% off your order. 877-605-9200. Again, that's 877-605-9200. Time for you to breathe clearly again. 877-605-9200.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
With new and ever-increasing health threats on the rise, there has never been a more crucial time to support your immune system. Supernatural Silver is a revolutionary new silver solution that is clinically shown to be several hundred times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver. It is powerful enough to help protect you and your family from deadly viruses, bacteria, and fungus. Supernatural Silver is scientifically supported, high-effective, and perfect for everyday use inside the body as well as out. The Science Digest Journal says, Silver is our mightiest germ fighter. It is virtually non-toxic and is aging as a wonder of modern science. Supernatural Silver is the number one choice of thousands for improved health and immune system support. Find out how Supernatural Silver can change your life. Go to supernaturalsilver.com, supernaturalsilver.com, and use the promo code SILVER2014 for 20% off. Give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology. All while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureFect Ultra today by visiting PureFectFilters.com or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821 or visit PureFectFilters.com.
This is Dr. Robert Rowan here to give you an important message regarding stem cell treatment. World-renowned physician, stem cell expert, and friend Dr. David Steinblatt has performed over 8,000 stem cell treatments since 2001. Bone marrow stem cells are completely legal to here in the USA. The bone marrow stem cell treatment is not only fast, done in less than 2 to 3 hours, relatively pain-free, and has little to no recovery time. Dr. David Steinblatt and his office are able to help and treat patients who suffer from cerebral palsy, trauma, injury, stroke, macular degeneration, arthritis, Parkinson's disease, congestive failure, and more. Personally using their services for my knee and seeing great improvement, Dr. David Steenbach is highly recommended by me. StemCellMD.org or call 800-300-1063 to find out more. Again, StemCellMD.org or call 800-300-1063 today to receive more information.
Through their ministries of propaganda, each took complete control of the theater, the movies, the radio, every cultural activity, every channel of information.
Well, times is tough, all right. Yeah, I'll say.
The future. What gives police authority? Is it their shiny badge, that costume they wear? Is it because said so? I used to hate that as a kid. Because I said why? Well, we're going to ask that question to our guest, Nathan Frazier. What gives the police their authority, Nathan?
There's a lot of different theories to that. Some people say that you're bound into it by a contract that you or your parents signed and filled out for you. I find holes in that argument because police still exercise authority over people that aren't bound by those contracts. They say that if you get a Social Security card or if you get a birth certificate or something like that, that's where their authority comes from. But, I mean, you just have to look at, like, illegal aliens or Native Americans who don't have those pieces of paperwork, and the police still exercise authority over those individuals as well. Some people say that that's just the cost of living in a society, that you're automatically bound to it just by being born there. So just because you were born on this section of land, these people have authority over you. If born on this side of an imaginary line, the president of the United States has the right to issue dictates to you. And if you're born on the other side of an imaginary line, the Queen of England gets to issue dictates and have authority over you. Really what it comes down to is, well, and some people will say it's agreement. We all agree. We all concede to that. But that's, we get this myth called the consent of the governed. Well, they govern us by our own consent, but even that is flawed logically, because obviously if it was consent of the governed, then nobody would ever be in jail, because the majority of people in prison are in there for victim crimes, and it's for doing things that they obviously did not consent should not be done. A lot of people in prison for smoking marijuana or whatever other drug, a lot of people in prison for not paying their taxes. All of these things are people who obviously didn't consent to the rule, but the government that governs by consent still felt appropriate to go in there and kidnap those people and hold them hostage. Really what it comes down to is the biggest and most organized and most propagandized criminal organization on any plot of land. Whoever's the most effect criminals are usually the ones that have quote unquote authority. And because really when you look at it, I mean, that's what government is. It's organized crime with better public relations. And so really their authority comes from the barrel of a gun or the tip of a sword.
Right. And taxation is a perfect example of that, right?
Well, yeah. I mean, taxation is, I guess the easiest way to look at taxation is you can have, people always say in anarchism, you would have roving bandits that would go from town to town stealing whatever they could. And the state is those same roving bandits, except for they don't go from town
exactly.
to town. They just stay in one town and take as much as they can.
Right.
So it's taxes are an example of it. All of these victimless crimes that people are being thrown in prison for, only wrong type of piece of plastic that fits onto a gun, or having the wrong type of plant growing in their basement, or having the wrong type of powder residue on a rolled up dollar bill, whatever these, even so much as we've seen people go to prison. Von Nothaus, the guy that did the Liberty Dollar, he's facing going to prison just for selling silver. So really what it comes down to is whoever's the biggest, baddest, and most violent, and at the same time has everybody convinced that their violence is okay. So whoever can be the most criminal and convince people that their crimes are not actually crimes, that's who's going to have the authority.
What are your thoughts on jury nullification?
I like jury nullification. I actually think that jury nullification is an example of anarchy. It's an example of people saying, okay, this is what the rules say, and we don't agree with those rules, and we're going to ignore those rules. And this person that broke this rule, obviously he did break the rule, but I don't believe the rule should apply to him or anyone else. And to make a stand and make a statement as to those facts, we're going to go ahead and nullify. And if you don't know what nullification is, it's basically the right of a jury to do exactly that, to say we don't agree with this law and we're not going to hold this person to this law. And that right there is the biggest example of people saying rules but no rulers. And it's saying the rules are that this guy shouldn't hurt anybody. What he's being charged with did not hurt anybody. Rulers say that he should be punished, but we don't agree with that, and we're not going to abide by that. And that right there is an act of anarchism.
Awesome. Help me out with this term here and break this down for me. It's corpus delicti. Did I get that right?
Corpus delicti.
Delicti, all right.
Yeah, corpus is Latin, like corpse, it's body, and delicti. Okay. Delicti is Latin for the crime. So corpus delicti is the body of the crime, or the evidence of a crime. And typically corpus delicti meant where's the injured party, or where's the injury that
where's the victim?
Exactly. Where's the victim that proves that there was a crime? You've heard the sentence or the chant, no victim, no crime.
Uh-huh.
That's directly applied to corpus delicti. And that is that every, and this has been ruled multiple times, ignored even 1,000 more times, but ruled multiple times that if there is no injury, if there is no victim, then there is no crime. And that's called the corpus delicti of a crime, is where did the injury occur. And 90% of the things that people are locked up in prison for right now, there is no corpus delicti. So they aren't, even by the legitimate standards of our legal system, there aren't actual crimes. And we're filling up prisons with people who never actually committed a crime. They just broke some arbitrary rule that was written down by some madman on a piece of paper and enforced by other madmen with guns and black robes who thought it was okay.
It's really telling we live such in a free. It's really telling that our society has more prisoners per capita than anywhere in the world. But this is America of the free, right?
Yeah, it goes back to 1984 and the doublespeak. War is peace. Obviously, imprisonment is freedom.
And as you just pointed out, most of those people are in there for victimless crimes, which is astonishing for anybody who takes a look at that fact.
Yeah, I think there was a book written a few years back called Three Felons a Day, and it was written by a lawyer who basically laid out the case that on average, every single person on this landmass that we call America commits on average 3 felonies every day, not hurting any, not doing anything wrong. But there's so many rules and regulations out there that just in your everyday life, getting up, going to work, paying your bills, going home and going to sleep, average person commits 3 felonies a day. And the system is laid out to where if they want to, they can target anybody, follow you around for a day, and find 3 reasons to put you in prison.
I bet.
And, so, yeah, our prisons are filled to the max. I think we have 5% or less of the world's population and about 25% of the world's prison population. So very unskewed, uneven number there.
Mm-hmm. If the person commits 3 felonies a day, then the average politician must commit at least 20 felonies a day. What do you think?
Yeah, all of their felonies are called policy, though.
Oh, that's right.
You take your felonies and you write it down as law and say that you're allowed to do it, and all of a sudden it's not a felony anymore.
I see how that works.
Yeah.
Interesting. All right, folks. Well, we're going to come up to another quick break here. We're talking with Nathan Freer. We're going to jump back into it in a second. LiveFreeFM.com is his website. LiveFreeFM.com, and check out his radio show, Live Free FM. All right. We'll be right back in just seconds.
World-renowned physician and stem cell expert Dr. David Steinblock, D.O., and his research staff have spent years developing natural formulations that support the body's own stem cell production and mobilization system. An everyday stem supplement, creating the birth of Stemgevity. Stemgevity stem cell mobilization formula is for use by men, women, and children of all ages to support your body's stem cell system naturally, quickly, and safely. Stemgevity helps support your heart and circulatory system, bones and joints, liver, skin, brain, and much more. Order your bottle now at Stemgevity.com. That's Stemgevity. Stemgevity.com. Or call now toll-free, 800-300-1063. Buy two bottles and receive a third bottle free by mentioning RBN. Anyone who wants to get healthy needs Stemgevity. 800-300-1063 today.
The IRS is a private corporation, not a government agency. Income tax collected by voluntary compliance. To learn to unvolunteer or discontinue volunteering into the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com and immediately implement Strategy 1. The process must be repeated each and every time. Paper, letter, envelope, printment, etc. Always and forever. Failure equates to acceptance, subsequent resultant contract, and you pay or go to jail by your consent and agreement contract. Avoid recontracting. Visit escapeharassment.com and implement Strategy 1 immediately. Bar lawyer and accountants won't help you. Why wait? Get Strategy 1 and immediately implement it to divorce the IRS today and forever. That's escapeharassment.com, Strategy 1, to be free from the IRS. Escapeharassment.com.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residue, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology, all while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureFect Ultra today by visiting PureFectFilters.com or call 888-91-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821 or visit PureFectFilters.com.
I'm Larry Pratt of Gun Owners of America, and I want to invite you to join the Second Amendment movement with Gun Owners of America, the only no-compromise gun lobby in Washington. Take action by becoming a GOA member today by going to gunowners.org. Gun Owners members receive the GOA newsletter, fact sheets, alerts, certificates, and more. But there's more to join GOA than just a list of member benefits. The united voice of GOA members has been successful in defeating restrictive legislation designed to disarm our population. GOA has helped get strong constitutional members of Congress like Senator Ted Cruz elected. And with your help, GOA will continue to successfully defend the rights of gun owners in the courts. Participate in our efforts to restore and preserve the nation's right to keep and bear arms. All contributions to our lobbying efforts are used exclusively to support or oppose firearms legislation. Join online at gunowners.org.
Seems the louder we're singing, the less they're hearing. Babylon got them so mindless they can't see our modernism. I try to shake them, to wake them, but they say they'd rather be sleeping. So don't be surprised if my eyes can't disguise that inside me my my spirit is weeping.
Important. Just how important is consent? Well, I guess Nathan Fraser believes that it should be a pivotal part of all relations. Break that down for me. What exactly is consent? How does one give consent? How do we give consent to the state, in a sense? And so on and so forth.
Basically, the basic premise of my legal philosophy and of what people call common law, natural law, comes down to the fact that individuals own themselves, and that the rules that they bind themselves to should be consensual, and the interactions that they have with other human beings should be consensual. So it's not saying there should be no law, there should be no rules and guidelines for how society interacts. It's not saying that we shouldn't have people that protect rights or people that arbitrate when rights are violated. The philosophy of anarchism is based off of consensual interactions, and it's not a philosophy where everybody's allowed to do whatever they want. It's a philosophy where you're allowed to do whatever you want as long as you don't violate the consent of another human being. So things like bullying and assault, all of these things are non-consensual. Those things are not allowed. But also binding somebody to agreements that they never even given the chance to make, saying you're born, so now you owe $40,000 to the national debt, or $100,000+ to the national debt, or saying you were born, therefore you're not allowed to consume this particular herb, or you were born, therefore you're not allowed to run a business the way that you see fit. All of these things are violations of consent. They're forcing rules onto people that they didn't consent to, and those rules, the majority of the ones that I stand against, are rules that aren't there to protect anybody. They aren't there to stop any kind of victimization. They're there merely to control people. They're merely to exercise undue authority over people. And so basically the consent and consensual relationships is something that we all understand. I mean, you don't force somebody your girlfriend. You don't force somebody to come and fix your sink when it stops working, because you have to get the consent from people for that relationship to be legitimate. Well, at the same time, you don't force people to take on debts that you want to accumulate. Obviously, if it's a consensual thing, like Bob, if you came to me and you say, I've got this great idea, and we're both going to have to go into debt $1,000. This idea accomplished. Do you agree with me? Do you consent to this idea? And I say, yeah, I would, you know, let me know what I need to do, and I'll go into debt $1,000. Well, that's a consensual thing. That's me and you saying,
sure,
we'll pay for this in the future and get it done.
Actually, my name is Ben Bernanke, Nathan, and or Janet Yellen, actually. And okay. I'm just going to print and print and continue to issue notes that are really just debt.
Well, see, and that's what we do to our children, is our children come into this world hundreds of thousands of dollars into debt that never even consented to.
Sure.
As soon as they're born, before they're even able to make the decision for themselves, they're slapped with a whole bunch of debt, and they're told, oh, you have to pay this back, and we don't care about your consent. And so at birth, we start forcing these non-consensual rules onto our children. And by the time we're adults, it's just second nature to not question whether or not we consent what's going on. And all of the other aspects of our life, we were damn sure to make sure that we're consenting to the things that we're getting to. But when it comes to the organization of society, We're born into never questioning whether we consent to it or not. It's just those are the rules. That's the way it is, and that's the way it's going to be until you die.
It's scary. It really is. It reminds me of our Social Security numbers, which many of us never consented.
Exactly. And nowadays, other times, even the parents are being threatened at the hospitals. They won't be able to take their children home until they have a Social Security number. So whereas, you know, two generations ago, you made that choice for yourself when you were 18 or 16 or went to go get employed. And then it got younger and younger. And now it's like get the baby a Social Security number before they even leave the hospital. So
sure.
It just goes to show the non-consensual nature of how we have society organized. But what's most important to me and a lot of my fellow anarchists is that it only makes sense for our relationships to be consensual. I to respect you, Bob. I want you to respect me. Therefore, our agreements should be consensual. And if we want to have a society where we value and place that value of consensual organization or consensual relationships above all else, the reason we don't like rape is because it's not consensual. The reason we don't like
I was just thinking that.
The reason
no means no, Mr. Bernanke, okay?
Exactly. The reason we don't like these is because they're non-consensual. We want a society based on consensual interactions, and we choose a system to run that society that is based on the opposite of consensual interaction. It's like my analogy of walking to the west and complaining that we can't ever get east.
Yeah, so true. I want to take a couple steps back and about the hospitals pressuring people to get a Social Security a number for their children or else. I have a little bit of experience with that. Baby's now 20 months and he's doing well. And, well, long story short, one way around that is to have a home birth or a birth at a birthing center with midwives. Okay, that's one way. Another way around that is, okay, home births don't all work out. There's complications that may come up, like my own personal story with our son. You know, we had to transfer to the hospital, unfortunately. Thank goodness it all worked out, and we still had a healthy birth and all that good stuff. But if you do get to the hospital, just tell them you haven't decided on a name. I know, it's a crazy thought. They'll threaten you till, you know, the end of the day and you're fatigued from the, you know, the ordeal, and it's a lot, I know. But, simple solution, and sometimes you got to pick and choose your battles, because, Nathan, for us to break down a whole dissertation, I'm not a number, and this and that, I'm a sovereign, my son is sovereign, my daughter is sovereign, you know, you pick and choose your battles. So a simple way around it, just tell them you haven't come up with a name for your child.
And see, that right there, that thinking, Bob, is actually taking hold. Not just that example, but the idea of, yeah, they've got these rules. Here's a simple workaround where I just ignore the rule. And I can do it in a way that doesn't cause too much trouble or too much threatening to my own self. And we're seeing that everywhere. It's something that's spreading all different aspects of life. There's agorism and free market people that are evading taxes. There's things like Bitcoin to avoid using dollar. There's things like 3D printing to avoid the new prohibitions on every aspect of life and manufacturing.
So this is a perfect segue, Nathan, to next hour, because all of the aforementioned topics are solution-oriented approaches to the mess we're in right now. That I'd like to dive into deeper next hour. So let's focus on that. We focused a little bit about the nature of society and what we philosophically want to have. Let's look at how we can pragmatically do that. We'll talk about money, and we'll talk about, you know, currencies, and talk about, you know, all sorts of other sovereign initiatives, if you will. Sound good?
Absolutely.
Okay, that's coming up next hour. We got another hour with our guest, Nathan Frazier. He's the author of As King, A Simple Guide to Autonomous Living. Check out his website, livefreefm.com. It's livefreefm.com. And if you appreciate the work we do here, check out our website, bobtuscan.com. Got a lot of exciting things happening behind the scenes with the website. I'll let you know a little bit more of that more about that as the developments continue. But until next hour, we're going to take a quick break.
With financial.